Salt Lake City launched what it's calling a new envisioning effort at a press conference in the atrium of Salt Lake's main library. Mayor Ralph Becker said Plan Salt Lake is meant as a way to engage community members about what they want for the future of their city.
Plan Salt Lake is an initiative by Salt Lake City to reach out far, wide, and deep into our community to help guide the overarching vision and objectives we have as Salt Lake City. And by far the most critical part of this planning process, as is true, I think, for virtually every plan we enter into in Salt Lake City, is the community's involvement.
Salt Lake's City Planning Division is reaching out to the public to gather ideas for the future. In the coming months, the city will be holding public workshops, meeting with community groups, and attending events to try to bring in the voices of a variety of residents. Mayor Becker says that the product of these efforts will be a master plan.
This plan is going to serve as the umbrella and the guidance for all of our major decision-making related both to land use and to other important community actions.
For Wilf Summercorn, director of the city's planning division, balancing competing interests and visions is just another day's work.
We know that when we go out to the public, we're going to get a lot of different ideas. And some people feel one way and people feel another way. And so that's part of the process of going out to the public, getting all of the ideas, then laying those back out and saying to the citizens, which of these ideas do you like? And by kind of going back and forth, we generally come to a point where you never get 100% consensus, but we think we get a majority reflection of the community, what most of the community would like to see. But the important thing is to get a lot of different ideas out there so that people have things to choose from or different ideas to think about and then kind of settle on what they would like to do.
Plan Salt Lake has already drummed up thousands of comments for consideration, many of them coming in at the website plansaltlake.com, but also through old-fashioned outreach by the city at community events like the Twilight Concert Series. Comments range from pleas to help the homeless and to eliminate guns and drugs from the community, to requests for pedestrian-only streets, more community gardens, and more dog-friendly canyons and parks, among many other suggestions. Liz Bueller, who manages the Plan Salt Lake initiative for the city, says that outreach efforts will continue through the summer.
Starting next Saturday, we will go back out to community events, specifically Riverfest. We are going to People's Market. We're going to a lot of different events in the next month. We'll also be speaking to several community councils. And at the end of June, we'll have our public meetings.
A schedule of outreach efforts can be found at plansaltlake.com, where you can also have your say about what you want to see for your city. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.